Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman, Tof Mem Vav, which deals with Misha Motzei Chametz Besoch HaMoed. Somebody finds Chametz on Pesach. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Hamotzei Chametz Beveso. If you find Chametz in your house, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Beveso brings down the Rivash, who says over here, Motzei Chametz Beshus HaRabim, also Lagbir. You can't pick up Chametz that you find in Shus HaRabim. You're not allowed to do anything with that. The Mishor Shegbio Kino, because if you were to go find it in the Shus HaRabim and pick it up, you would acquire it and you would be over Bal Yemotze, by Yeroa Bal Yemotze. And he says, Vafilu ain dato liskospo, and even if that wasn't your intention, Ela Magmio Kide Lisalkum Imokum Sharabim over Molov, Kide Shalo Yikoshlubo, Nami Yosser. And even if you're doing it just to get out of the way so it shouldn't hurt somebody or somebody should get in trouble with it, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to do it. And he brings down a reason for this. You can see this in the issue footnote number 15. Velo dami, and it's not comparable, that which we permitted in Simon Shin Ches, Lasale Kotz Bishabis Bekarmelis, that you're allowed to move some sort of a thorn or a splinter or something like that from the Shus of a Carmelis on Shabbos because of the Hezek or the Rabin. Because there, with that Kotz, Hudover Habilti Nira, it's not really visible to anybody else. As opposed to over here, Mashkein Hacha, Lo Shchia Chazek HaKosim, it's not as likely that this Chometz is going to cause trouble. And the post can paskin this Lahalocha. The issue footnote number 14 discusses whether you're allowed to even step on this chametz that you find in the Shus HaRabim. Ayin Shom for a discussion about that in the issue footnote number 14. The Mechaber continues, he says, when you find its chametz in your house, so imu b'chol ha'moed, if it's on chol ha'moed, when you're allowed to go and burn it, so take it out immediately, yotzi anu, v'yavarenu miyad, and immediately go and burn it. But, v'imu yantif, if it's on Yontif, when you're not allowed to burn it, because it was previously described, according to most poskim, you're not allowed to burn something that has no tzorich over here for Yontif, and even though it's a mitzvah to get rid of it, it's not called a tzorich Yontif, according to many poskim. So you're not allowed to burn it itself on Yontif, even though we normally say that once something is mutter in some way on Yontif, it's mutter for other things, but it has to be at least somewhat of a tzorich for that to apply. So in this situation where we don't burn it, Yichbe alav kli, cover it up with some sort of utensil, adalaila, until Yontif is over, and then v'oz yivarenu, and then you can go and burn it after Yontif is over, either on Chol HaMoed or after Pesach is over. And the Ramah adds, lefisha lo yuchal latatl b'yontif. And the reason why you just put a kli over it, you don't move it, is because you're not allowed to move it on Yontif. It's muktza, as brought down by the Rivash. The Ramah adds further, gam l'sarfa b'mkomu wasser, and as we already pointed out, and he brings down the name of the Ran, you can't burn it over there on Yontif itself as well. Now, let's see all of this inside the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Aleph tells us that you have to take it out on Chol HaMoed and burn it right away. Rotz Lomar, Yotzeinu Mirushuso Miyat, immediately take it out of your Rishus, Shelo Yovo Lidei Milch Shel Achila, Kodem Abir, because you may come to eat it before you go and burn it. So immediately take it outside and burn it. Sifkat Beis, V'yarenu Miyat, burn it right away. V'im Tzorech Lavarech Al Bir Chometz, Hecha Shekvar Bodak Ubito Kedino Kodem Pesach. Do you have to make a brach on this Bir Chometz? So if you've already done a bedika and you did a proper bitul like you're supposed to, so then we discuss these halachos in Simen, Tuf Lamed Hey, and see the Mishnah Berurah over there as well. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, Ubizmanenu, nowadays, when we sell the chametz to a non-Jewish person, so technically, you have a real shtar mechir over here on any chametz that you're going to find in your house, and that includes this chametz that you now just found. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down, Shekivin shel chametz anishar babayis hu kinyano shel anochri. It's not your chametz, it's the guy's chametz. He says, you shouldn't do this then because it's not your chametz, it's the guy's chametz in your house. What should you do with it? Put it with all the rest of the chametz that you sold to the non-Jewish person. On the other hand, Rav Vazna Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi brings down, if you find chametz in your house, and you sold all the chametz to a non-Jewish person, and now it's Chol HaMoed, and you find new chametz over there, make a mechitz around it, because no problem making mechitz on Chol HaMoed, just like you would with the din of the chametz that you sold to a nochri. You're supposed to put a mechitz around it, or if it's in a closet, have it sealed off in some way. When you can't make a mechitza like on Yontif, then go and bring the chametz into the place where the nochri's stuff is stored. And he adds furthermore, you can even burn this chametz over here because even though we hold that our sale of chametz to the non-Jewish person is a real sale, nevertheless, everybody understands that you're going to buy it back from him afterwards, and he really won't mind if you were to burn this one little piece of chametz. It's not going to impact the amount of money that he's going to have to get back or pay for this chametz. That's the opinion of Rav Vazna Zatzal. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yichpe olav kli in Sivkot and Gimel. He says, for the Mechaber, that you put a kli over it if you find it on Pesach itself, not on Chol HaMoed. He says, Dilma osi l'mitli, because you may come to eat it if you don't cover it up. This way, out of sight, out of mind. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, if you were to find this chametz on the last day of Pesach, Somuch L'Chashecha, right near nightfall, so then we're going to learn in Simen Tov Mem Ches, that in regards to the chametz of a Nochri, Shehichs chametz lebeso Shehudi b'yontav v'achron, Somuch L'Chashecha, if he brings it into your house right before Pesach is over, you don't have to put a kli over it, because in that little bit of time until Pesach is over, you're not going to come to go and eat it. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Dalet, and he writes about what the Ramah said, Shelo yuchal l'taltal b'yontif, you're not allowed to move it on yontif. So he says, wrote Salomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, the im haya mutal l'taltal, even if you could move it, haya tzarech lotzio l'chutz o l'sarfo, you would have to take it outside or burn it. You wouldn't be allowed to go and just put a kli on top of it. In that situation, you would have to go and bring it outside or actually burn it. So the only reason you can't do that is because it's mukts over here. That's why kfiyas kli alone would be enough. The issue footnote number 5 brings down from the Psak of the Ramah that we had previously, according to the Ran, who says he's not allowed to burn chametz on yontif, shetamo mishum shi havara shelo litzorech hayom, shasur b'yontif. As I pointed out earlier, this is the source of that. You're not allowed to go burn it on yontif because even though we normally say that something that is mutter in some aspect is mutter in all other aspects, here we don't say that because it's not considered tzorach hayom at all. You're only doing tzorach mitzvah, and that's not called tzorach hayom according to this opinion. There are other shitos in the Rishonim that say she'etzem sreifas chametz shenitz chametz biyontiv muteris. If it became chametz on yontiv, you would be allowed to burn it. And the chidesh shemikom mokum gamla daitem also letaltalo mimikom machmas isu muktzu. But still, it's muktzu, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it, even though you might be allowed to burn it over there, but you wouldn't be allowed to move it. So everybody would say you're not allowed to move it. Mishnah Berurah continues with Sivkot Hay, and he says that it's muktzah. You're not allowed to move it because it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? The ha'asur b'achilu uvanah, because you can't eat it, you can't get any hanah from it, and that's what makes it muktzah. Something that you can't use is muktzah. It's set aside. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Vav explains the Ramah who said, and therefore gam l'sarfu b'makom asur. You can't burn it right there. However, he says afilu eino meiz is a chametz cloud. This is you're not allowed to burn it even if you don't move the chametz at all. Because as we pointed out, it's a type of burning that wasn't necessary. Why is it not necessary? The issue footnote number 6 brings down that even though it's l'tzorach mitzvahs bir chametz, nevertheless, Magen Avraham brings down shekol mitzvah she'efshel asosa kodem yontif eino necheves tzorach hayom. Since you could have done this, i.e. get rid of the chametz before yontif, so therefore, on yontif now, it's not called tzorach hayom. And that's why in this situation, ein sreif also be yontif necheves tzorach hayom. Now, what happens if the chametz became chametz on Pesach itself? So here, the Shulchan Aruch also says that you're not allowed to burn it. She'efshar hayol asarfu kodem yontif, and there's no way you could have burnt it before yontif, it only became chametz now. So the Shelus Shuvas Pri Yitzchak explains that the Magen Avraham would say over here that Hamishah Chometz Besochi Meya Pesach Amanas Lavaru. If you leave Chometz for Pesach to burn it, ain't over Olav Elokisha Avro Koyimeya Pesach Lo Biaro. You're only over if you don't burn it at all during Pesach. And ain't Sreifas Chometz in Ischametz Biyontav Nechshevas Tzorach Hayom. It's therefore not considered Tzorach Hayom. Shari in Kol Meshmos Klapia Mitzvah Misrefeno Biyontav Atzmo over Shari Meya Pesach. You're not over delaying and burning it if you wait till the time that you are allowed to burn it. Therefore, it's not called Tzorach Hayom to go burn it on Yontav itself. Finally, Shulchan Aruch Rab brings down Shekivin Shemin HaTorah Efshel L'Kayim Es Bira Chometz B'Yom Tov B'Li Lidchos Shum Isser. Since you could do this in a way, you wouldn't be over any Isser. For example, you don't have to burn it. Throw it into the Yam or some other way of destroying it. Flush it down the toilet. Therefore, the Sreifa is not considered a Tzorach Hayom. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the middle of Sivkot and Vav. V'nei mistimas haShulchan Aruch, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't qualify it, mashma dafilu b'chametz shelo bitlo. This is true for chametz that you were mevatel or chametz that you were not mevatel. For example, chametz that you were not mevatel, kigon shenis chametz b'yontiv. It only became chametz on yontiv, so obviously your bitl before yontiv couldn't have worked on it. The evshel levatlo over al bal yirah, and that's why over here you must get rid of it because you can't do a bitl on it because every second you're over bal yirah by yamotzi. Nevertheless, even in this situation, you still don't burn it, you just overturn the kli until you're allowed to burn it. And furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down, you're not allowed to get rid of it in any other way either, because it's muktzah. Even in the setting of a mitzvah, i.e., getting rid of the chametz, you're still not allowed to move something that is muktzah. That's the first opinion that's brought down here, and that's the stimas of the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Aval Harbi Poskim Sovrim, there are many Poskim that disagree with this, and they in fact are, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Ozvav, Rashi, the Itur, the Riaz, the Arzarua, the Smag, the Rashba, the Rabbi Yechiel in the Tur, the Ran, the Rivash, the Smak, the Aguda, and the Kolbo, a whole list of great Gedolim. They hold the Dafka B'chomit Shebitlo Kolim Yontif, they know over B'vai Yerah. This din only applies if you were Mavatlit, so it's only a potential Issad Rabbanim. Rakmi the Rabbanim Tzarech Biur, and therefore Kadesh Loiv Alechel, so you shouldn't come to eat it, therefore Saki B'kviyaskli. It's enough that you put a Kli over it, and that will get rid of the Isser that potentially is there from an Issad Rabbanim. Abba B'chomit Shelovitel, but we are dealing with an Issad Raisovia. Asi lab de bayira, the lab de rice of not allowed to have chametz in your possession, bayira bayimatze, is dochi al koponim tilt the rabbanon. This din de rice of bayira bayimatze is going to push aside the issa de rabbanon of not being metalto mukta. And therefore, valkei muta letaltalo, according to this opinion, you're allowed to go and move the chametz, ulashlich lenar, throw it in the river, or lebesakise, throw it down the toilet, or even lefaro, velizrok leruach, even go and disperse it in the wind by chopping it up, crumbling it into pieces. And he says, "Afilu lisrof mutter l'kama poskim." And according to some poskim, as we already pointed out, it would even be permissible to go burn it on Yontif. The mitoch shuhutra havar l'tzorech, since under most circumstances you are allowed to burn on Yontif, ochel nefesh is permitted. So therefore, hutra nami shelo l'tzorech, even though it's not tzorech, it's still considered tzorech kitzas. So it's not a normal tzorech over here. Therefore, begon shu zeh shu tzorech hayom kitzas, it would be allowed. The issue footnote number 8 points out, if your two choices are to throw it in the toilet or to throw it in the yam, he brings down from the Machzor of Shekel, that's much better to throw it into the toilet, because then you're only over an Isser Tiltal, and you're not also over an Isser of carrying as well as Tiltal. The issue footnote number 9 discusses whether or not there is a problem of tochein, of grinding, when you break up the bread into small pieces. Ayin Shom in the issue footnote number 9. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'kosu Achron, and brings down in the name, in the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Tes, the Mogen Avram, the Yeraba, the Graz, and other Achronim, Shenagu Olam Kidei Arishona. We pass on like the first more Machmer sheet over here, Uchstimas HaShulchan Aruch, like the simple understanding of Shulchan Aruch, do we not make any difference over here, whether it was something that was Mevutal before Pesach, or even Chometz that became Chometz on Pesach. Or B'chol Gavne, in all situations, Kof and Olav Kli, you're allowed to put a Kli on top of it. Nevertheless, if people say, no, you can burn it right now, you get rid of it right now, we don't worry if it became chametz on Pesach about Tiltul Muktza, the din of Lo Yiroh Bayimotze is Dochek, it pushes aside the Tiltul Rabbanan, if that's the way they hold, so then, the Ein Lehem Levatul Minhogim, they can follow their minhag and they can do this and not be a problem. The Chozadavka, the Chomets Gomor. This is all talking about when you're dealing with real Issa Daraisa Chomets, and we shum less of the Vayroba Yamatzi, and you'd be over in Issa Daraisa Vayroba Yamatzi if you had it in your possession. But if you're dealing with a taruvus over here that has a small piece of wheat inside of it, then even according to the latter Makel opinion that you'd be allowed to burn it on Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do that over here. But you, in this situation as well, put a kli on top of it and only burn it on chol hamoed. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many achronim agree over here, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, in Otz Yud Gimel, is the El Yerabah, the Chacham Tzvi, the Graz, and the Kuntris Achron, and the Beis Meir. Not like the opinion of the Mogen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov. What do these achronim all say? Da'afilu nimtza achita b'tavshul b'shvi shol Pesach, even if it's on the last day of Pesach. Which, under normal circumstances, dim yashenu atch nichlas shoma achron yeh mutla shoso, if you'd wait till in Chutz Loretz when there's an eighth day of Pesach, and you'd be allowed to keep it in that situation. Like we will imir tzashem learn, ukidim avor b'simen tov samach zayin siv yod, v'nimtza kishemaas shachomets amnas l'kaimo, in this situation, you're leaving the chomets for the intention of keeping it. Afilu hochi ein lo levaru b'pesach, even then, you're not going to be allowed to go be mavarit on Pesach. Even if they ask an Akum to do it for you, Ella, what should you do? Ella, kofal of kli, you put a kli over it. Sorry, you just have to burn the chametz stick a piece of wheat over here, and then you can eat the rest of the tafshil. And here's your footnote number 12 adds over here. Amnon in Simon Tov Samach Zayin, it says over there. Beinyan zeh shenimtzei schita b'tafshil b'shivu shel Pesach, shirak b'mokum hesed yeshu smocha adia. Only in this situation, where it's a large financial loss, can you put a kli over it, and you don't ask a nochri to burn it for you right now. Again, these are somewhat complicated dinim. I hope I said them clearly. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, which finishes off the Ramah saying that it's also to burn it. So he says, "V'kos v'achronim d'imyesh nachri lefonav." If there is a guy over there, yochol latil l'yam, you can throw it into the water via the guy. Have him throw it in, or lebes akisi ayodo, or have him throw it into the bathroom. There's no problem with telling him to go and be metal to the smokes and get rid of it. And this is true. V'afilu b'chomet shekfar bitlo, even with chomet sedru mevato, they know tzarech biur rak with the rabbanon. It only needs a biur the rabbanon over here. Mishum de tultul ayidei nachri hu shvus de shvus umutim v'akum mitzvah. So you're allowed to do this over here because you're allowed to tell a nachri, which is only a din de rabbanon, and the nachri over here is going to move the muktzaidin, which is another din de rabbanon, and a shvus de shvus, two de rabbanons are permissible over here b'vakum mitzvah, as we've already learned many times. Uchivur leel b'simin shin chav hey siv beis, and in simin tofim dalid in siv dalid b'chagon zeh, and the these circumstances, ayin sham. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, when we call makom, ain't olam nogim kain. That's not the Velt's practice. That's not what we do. The bottom line is, in most situations, you just put a kli over it until you're allowed to burn it yourself, and that's what you do. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, how do we view Yontav Sheni Shel Golius in Chutz Laaretz over here? The second day of Pesach, or the eighth day of Pesach. So there are those that brings down over here from the Urchas Chaim, they would hold that we consider the second day of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius to be like Chol HaMoed. In other words, if you find the chametz on the second day of Yontif, you'd be allowed to go and burn it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkar Nches, wrote Solomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, the imotzu chametz b'yontov sheni, if you find the chametz on Yontif Sheni, ain't no kofa lovitz a kli. You don't have to put a kli on top of it. What can you do? El yotzienu via verenu miyat. You're allowed to, on Yontif Sheni, go and take it out and burn it. In fact, if you were to find chametz on Yom Tov Rishon, and the din there is shetzorach l'chapos lov kli, as we just explained, so you wait till the night, and now it's the second day of Pesach. Yom came out of Laila, u'kshegi Yom Tov Sheni yivarenu. Now you burn it, not on Chol HaMoed, but you actually burn it on the second day of Pesach. That this is what shekama posum chok mazet. Not everybody agrees with this. And they hold the Yom Tov Sheni Shavinu Rabbanon Ki Yom Tov Rishon Chodover. Bottom line is, we don't make any distinction between Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Rishon, and we treat them both the same over here in Chutz Laaretz. Ula Halacha Eskimu Achronim. The bottom line is, the Halacha is the Imkvar Bito Chametzo. If you did a Bittel over here, then Yom Tov Sheni Ki Rishon. Then we treat them the same because you're only over in Issa Rabbanon. Rakim Lo Bittel Chametzo, but if you're over in Issa Deraisa because you weren't Mevatel the Chametz, or when this Chametz took a Pesach and became Chametz on Pesach, so a bittul wouldn't have worked, they know b'chal bittul, it's not included in the bittul. Now, boy, it was a kezayis. If you have a kezayis, the l'kul yama over b'zeh al ba'al yiro b'yamotzi, over nisod derais, if you have a kezayis, now that was not mavutul, or it became chometz on Pesach, and this is a nisod derais, yesh lismoch b'zeh al svaras ha'yesh miyush omer, then we can rely upon this leaning opinion that says that we treat Yontav Sheni like Chol HaMoed. U'latalto bi'atzmo chometz, and you can yourself pick it up, you can yourself go pick it up and throw it into the body of water or into the toilet. Because according to many Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, you're allowed to do this. You can even do this on the first day of Yontif. With this, we conclude today's shir.